This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We've mentioned before on this program, I believe, the retirement savings crisis we're facing in this country. Some studies put the number of Americans who don't have enough in their retirement accounts to maintain their current standards of living to be as high as 6 in 10. Many people don't have any retirement savings at all. And to make matters worse, those who do save routinely dip into their retirement accounts. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has the second of two stories now on the personal finance dynamics of putting a little bit away every month.
Dear America, we are bad at saving.
For every dollar that people are contributing to the retirement savings system, about 40 cents of that money is coming out before people reach their late 50s.
Bridget Madrian is professor of public policy at Harvard.
That's a quite striking amount of leakage, especially when many people are not saving enough for retirement in the first place.
By the way, raiding your retirement account is usually a really bad idea, according to most experts.
Essentially, what you're doing is you're cutting yourself off at the knees.
Jane DeLashmet O'Mara is a portfolio manager at FBB Capital Partners.
You cut yourself out of all of the opportunity for future growth.
Now, of course, life happens. People buy homes, people get sick, people have crises. But big picture, one reason we are so bad at saving? Bridget Madrian again.
Because it requires giving up something today for something in the very, very distant future that is somewhat uncertain. And we're hardwired to prefer immediate gratification.
Starting to save is also a difficult and complicated decision.
And there are a lot of things that people have to decide. How much to save? What kind of an account do I put the money in? What kind of an investment allocation?
You know what's a lot easier than making these decisions? Just la-la-la-la-la not making them, which is why economists have come to the conclusion that to get people to save, we kind of need to trick ourselves into doing it.
We were trying to work with low-income consumers to help them improve their savings rates.
Dilip Soman is professor of management at University of Toronto, and he did not technically trick anyone, I should say that, but he did do a neat experiment. He had workers in India paid weekly salaries with a part of their paychecks set aside in envelopes.
Half the cases, people just got one envelope with the designated savings amount in it. In the other half of the cases, the same amount was split equally across two envelopes.
3 months later, a lot of people had raided their savings envelopes. But the people with two savings envelopes had saved 64% more than the people with just one envelope.
The act of partitioning any resource dramatically slows down the rate of consumption.
Here's an analogy.
Imagine somebody gave you a large bag of popcorn versus somebody gave you the same quantity of popcorn in four smaller bags. Would you eat different amounts? And the answer is yes, because with the large bag, you basically make one decision to open the bag.
One tasty decision to gorge.
But with four separate bags, every time you finish one bag, you now have another decision to make. And so that's exactly what's happening with the savings envelopes.
Soman was able to crank up the savings rates another 20% by putting photos of the employees' kids on the envelopes.
Guilt plays a huge role.
Some researchers think employers should set up automatic rainy day funds for their employees, sort of like this envelope study. And some banks are toying with the idea, right down to the picture of your kid gimmick. Bruce Wolf is a managing director at BlackRock, and he is actually not convinced.
And my initial reaction is we're adding another layer of complexity. You know, the more confusing and complicated you make things, the lower the probability that they will be used as initially intended.
Maybe, but these sorts of tricks, and really they're more like brain hacks, are increasingly popping up in our savings system. Some employers automatically sign workers up for 401k plans. Some plans automatically increase the amount deducted from paychecks over time. It's all about avoiding complex, difficult decisions. The bottom line is that sometimes our number one enemy when it comes to saving, as with so many things, is ourselves. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.